in a world filled with danger, when the president knows of a threat to America, there's only one superhero to call.
Madam President, Nancy Pelosi is here to see you.
Nancy, thank you for coming in. Did you read the report?
Yes, I did. This is probably the most serious crisis of your administration. Who are you going to call? Wolverine? Deadpool?
No, Nancy. I'm going to call out the best of the best this time. I'm calling No Tooth Norman.
Coming soon to a theater near you, Marvel Comics presents their latest superhero, No Tooth Nora.
Madam President, it sure is swell to see you.
Nora, you have heard about what's going on.
Certainly. It sounds like spies. They've invented a special submarine that escapes our sonar. The last special report said it's off the East Coast, south of Savannah.
They've threatened that if we do not pay them $100 billion by this weekend, they will blow up a major city.
Shuffering sawbucks! $100 billion by Saturday? Sounds silly to me. Surely they don't suppose we can come up with that kind of scratch so soon.
Nora, you're our only hope. You have to stop this crime against our country. Intelligence says that it's your old adversary, Sally Smith.
Sally Smith? Holy shit! Madam President, certainly you should know that I would never let down the stars and the stripes. I'll squash this before you can say, suffering sheep dip.
Critics call No Tooth Nora stunning, satisfying, and other S words. No Tooth Nora.
So, Sinister Sally, we meet again. This time, you're not going to Sing Sing. You're sleeping here with the fishes. Hi-ya!
Rated NC-17.
It's Listen Here, a sketch comedy program dripping with innuendo, sarcasm, and gravy. Featuring a cast of unemployed actors, wannabe YouTubers, and the only guy in the music business that Taylor Swift has not written a song about. With performances by
Laura LaCour,
John Specht,
Joe Caronia,
Colin Say Selby,
James Wetzel,
Leo Tevin,
Molly Marr,
Jessica Arnold,
Nino Cassisi.
Now, it's time to Listen Here.
All rise. The Second Magistrate Court in Miami-Dade County of the great state of Florida is now in session. The Honorable Susan Sweetwater is presiding.
Be seated. All right, Jonesy, call the first case on the docket.
Alan Smith versus the Pro Bass Shop.
Are you the attorney for Mr. Alan Smith?
I am, Your Honor. I am F.P. Bailey.
And are you the attorney for the Pro Bass Shop?
I am, Your Honor. I am Mary Mason.
Very well, then. Let's get started. Mr. Bailey, proceed.
Thank you, Your Honor. My client, Alan Smith, was arrested for swimming in a so-called, quote, fish tank, unquote, inside of the Pro Bass. My client claims that a, quote, fish tank, unquote, has a lid on top of it. Therefore, he was not swimming in a fish tank. He was swimming in a pool. Now, since the Pro Bass Shop is open to the public, this would make it a public swimming pool. And my client, Mr. Alan Smith, was falsely arrested. And we will also be suing the Pro Bass Shop for $25 million.
Hold on a second. Do you mean to tell me that you are the Alan Smith who ran butt naked through the store and jumped in with all those fish?
Yes, ma'am.
You were that guy who was all over social media.
Yes, ma'am.
Jonesy, send a message to Judd Rodriguez. Tell her I will be able to join her for lunch today. We ain't going to be that long.
Yes, Judge.
Miss Mason, you may begin.
Thank you, Judge. I'll be brief. Everyone has seen the video. That's all I got.
Well done. Mr. Bailey, call your first witness.
We call Frank Harvey.
Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Be seated. State your name for the record.
Franklin Vincent Harvey.
Mr. Harvey, how long have you been employed at Harvey's Fish Tank?
I started probably when I was a teenager. You see, my father, he is the founder of Harvey's Fish Tanks, and I've never had another job in my whole life. So I'm 53 years old now, and I guess it's been 40 years.
And in that time, have you made fish tanks of all shapes and sizes?
Oh, sure. Sometimes we can build a tank to fit in a certain spot inside the house. That's the beauty of a custom fish tank. We can make it fit wherever you want it to fit.
I see. Well, with all that experience of 40 years as a fish tank maker, would you consider yourself an expert?
Nope.
I see. And wait, what did you say?
You came into my business last week and asked if I could be your expert witness. I said, sure, I could be, but I don't consider myself an expert.
Your Honor, the witness is flip-flop on his testimony. Permission to treat him as a hostile witness.
He is your witness. How hostile can he be?
But
denied.
Mr. Harvey, one last question. Do 100% of your custom fish tanks have a lid on top of them?
Yes, they do.
Aha! The expert witness of the court claims that 100% of all fish tanks have a lid on top of them.
Well, that's not what I said.
Yeah, you most certainly did.
I said 100% of my custom fish tanks have a lid on top of them. If somebody wanted a fish tank without a lid on top, it's okay with me.
Now, wait just a minute.
Counselor, the witness answered your question. Do you have any more questions for this witness?
Your witness.
Mr. Harvey, in the eyes of the court, you have been recognized as an expert witness. So I ask you, sir, have you ever been to Probass Shop?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
So you've seen the big enclosure with the fish?
Yes, ma'am.
Would you say that this is a fish tank or a swimming pool?
Oh, it's a marvelous fish tank, ma'am.
No further questions, Your Honor.
The plaintiff rests.
Jonesy, I do believe you're going to be able to play those 18 holes today. Miss Mason, call your first witness.
Your Honor, we would like to call Eunice Smith to the stand.
Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
You betcha.
A simple I do will be sufficient.
I do. That doesn't mean that I'm married, right?
I beg your pardon?
Well, I heard judges could marry people.
Well, yes, we can, but trust me, it's a totally different procedure.
Well, that's a relief. I didn't want to be a bigamy.
Don't you mean bigamist?
Golly, Judge, I don't want to be one of them neither.
Honey, just answer the questions and it will be all right. Jonesy.
Be seated, and please state your name for the record.
Eunice Willow Smith.
Miss Smith, you are Mr. Alan Smith's sister, isn't that true?
True that. I mean, I am.
When you heard that brother had jumped into the tank at Probass, were you shocked?
Not one bit. He never had the sense that the good Lord gave to a March hare. My mama always said that my daddy might have dropped him on his head when he was 12. Personally, I always thought that he was nuttier than a Stucky's pecan roll. You know what? He likes to eat bugs.
Objection, Your Honor. Many children eat bugs.
Children? Hell, I seen him eat a June bug last week.
Sustained and gross. Please continue.
I worry about my brother. He ain't got no common sense. Last 4th of July, he burned off his eyebrows trying to see the firework come out the top of a Roman candle.
No further questions. Your witness.
Would you want to hear about that time last month? We had to take him to the emergency room because he got a spoon stuck up his butt.
No questions.
Your Honor, we rest.
Miss Smith, you may step down.
Are you sure, Judge? I got a lot more stories.
Oh, I am sure you do.
You know, Judge, I got a really good idea to keep people out of the fish tank. If they just put some of them piranhas in there, that will help keep them away for sure. At least the guys. They don't want to take a chance to get their fits willy bitten off.
I can't argue with you on that, Miss Smith. Thank you, that will be all. Mr. Bailey, you may begin closing arguments.
Your Honor, I believe that we have proved without a shadow of a doubt that my client is innocent. Did he jump into a body of water? Yes. Was he naked when he jumped into that body of water? Yes. Did he do this in a store that was packed with people? Yes, but it was hot. It was his right to jump into what he thought was a swimming pool. He had every right to take off all of his clothes and jump in. Now, we ask the court to decide in favor of Mr. Smith. Thank you.
Miss Mason, closing arguments?
We have all seen the video. That's all I got.
Case dismissed. Court is adjourned.
I will appeal!
It's Listen Here.
Hello, this is Emily Post, the Queen of Etiquette and Manners, reminding you that no matter where you are, but especially in public settings, there is always time for etiquette and manners. Today, we discuss the etiquette when we are going to the bank. Now, to begin, holding the door for someone is always the right thing to do. After you. When you walk into the bank, you should always say hello to the tellers. They are not the ones who are charging you the insane fees on your account. Some banks offer cookies and some other kind of treat. Please remember that you do have a mother, and do not reach your hand into the bowl or plate. Use the serving spoon, and do not take the last treat. It is just rude. Oh dear, the security guard is asleep in his chair. Excuse me, young man. Officer, please wake up.
What's the matter, lady? Is there a robbery?
Well, if there were, you would have slept through the whole thing.
Hey, lady, go about your business.
My business? I find an off-duty policeman asleep in a chair when he's supposed to be doing his job. That is my business. To serve and protect. Well, that is wildly inaccurate.
All right, I had my eyes closed. Let's not make a federal case out of this.
Any crime committed inside of a bank is a federal offense. In fact, by you choosing to sleep on the job, you have breached the contract between yourself and the bank. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Keep it up, and I'll bring you downtown.
For what, copper? Disturbing the peace? For goodness sake, will you wipe your mouth? You have drool on your chin because you were snoring so hard. Have you been diagnosed with sleep apnea?
That's it. You're under arrest. Put your hands behind your back.
Before you slap the cuffs on me, could I wipe them down with my handy mini pack of alcohol wipes I always carry with me? Let this be a lesson to you all. If you are ever being hassled by the man, remember to wipe down the handcuffs before they put them onto your skin. You have no idea where they have been or whose wrists they have been touching. By the way, officer, handcuffs can be quite enjoyable when used by consenting adults.
Let's go.
Well, friends, listen next time where we discuss how to make a shiv and our bonus episode, Finding Your Prison Bitch. This is Emily Post, reminding you there is always time for etiquette and manners.
Welcome to Listen Here News. I'm Ozark Longmire. In Phoenix, Arizona, one of Phoenix's biggest airport improvement projects just got a federal grant. Phoenix Sky Harbor International Airport received $84.3 million in Federal Aviation Administration grants from the government. With this money, the airport will construct a taxiway which will connect the airport's north and south airfields from the west side of the terminals. The 2,100-foot taxiway bridge will accommodate more air traffic and result in fewer delays. But, of course, no one will be working the counters. An ornate cat-eyed snake was found hiding in a bunch of bananas at a New Hampshire grocery store, the reptile having been accidentally stowed away among a shipment of the fruit. This led to a new policy from the shipping company that every fruit seller now employ a mongoose. Progressive has a new item on the market, chicken noodle soup candy. Progressive says that you can taste broth, the vegetables, and the egg noodles with just a hint of parsley in this candy. Many have wondered why have soup when you are not sick. Trust me, after one piece of this candy, you will be sick. Now to Arlington, Texas. In a milestone deal in which the Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones announced Wednesday that he had signed a 15-year, $500 million life extension. He said, quote, "I'm over the moon to have reached a compromise that will let me stay amongst the living through 2040. The 82-year-old went on to say, "I want to keep leaving my mark here for as long as I can." Jones added that based on how this deal progressed, he was also open to an additional deal extending his place in the world indefinitely. And in consumer news, in a desperate attempt to revive their floundering brand amid declining revenues, Weight Watchers officials announced Thursday that butter was now worth 0 points. Joining the likes of cauliflower, plain Greek yogurt, and air-popped popcorn, butter will now be a Weight Watchers zero-point food, so go ahead and eat or drink as much as you like. Interim CEO Tara Jones said, "In fact, our scientists have found that the mere act of chewing butter can burn an extraordinary number of calories, so go ahead, enjoy a stick or two. And if you prefer beef tallow, that's minus 1 point." Jones went on to state that the members could also buy additional points online anytime they felt hungry. An alligator was frozen in a South Carolina pond. An unforeseeable Arctic blast brought unexpected freezing temps to the area. And the entire country has been watching and has been concerned about the health of the gator. We bring in noted alligator expert Abigail LaRue. Miss LaRue, welcome to Listen Here.
Laissez les bon temps rouler, let the good times roll.
Miss LaRue, please tell us, where are you from?
Bayou country. I was born and raised in Orleans Parish. I've been dealing with gators my whole life.
My first question is, how do you know when an alligator is nearby?
There's an old saying in the bayou, if the water wet, there's a gator close by.
Well, that makes sense. Now, many people across the country were concerned that the alligator would freeze to death. But you said that was not a problem. Why is that?
Mama Nature, she don't miss a trick when the gators catch that kind of bad weather.
I'm sorry, bed wetter? How do gators catch bed wetter?
The same way we do. You be outside and the weather change and you done caught some bad weather.
Oh, you mean bad weather.
That's what I said. Boy, you better wash your ears, so I be saying when the gators get that cold, they slow down their metabolism so much their hearts may only beat 3-4 times a minute. It ain't hibernation, but a damn close.
Well, that is fascinating. Now, I understand that you actually went to this pond to check on the alligator.
I guarantee it. When I hear there was that gator that size stuck in the eyes, I knowed what I had to do. I want to get that gator out of the eyes quick as you can skin a catfish.
So you freed the alligator from the ice?
Sure. When I heard that Gator couldn't move, I come running.
That is such a humane effort on your part, no matter what you said.
It's the best I could do.
How is the Gator now?
It's warming up nice. It's a pretty one. I made sure I brought lots of own young carrots, celery.
Wait a minute. Those are vegetables. I thought alligators were carnivores. You know, meat eaters.
Oh, they are.
Well, then what are the vegetables for?
I ain't gonna make gator gumbo without veggies.
What kind of alligator expert are you?
I was an expert at cooking gator gumbo. Voted number one in the whole state of Louisiana.
I thought you went to the pond to free the alligator.
He ain't there no more, is he?
This is Ozark Longmire, signing off.
I brought all the fixings with me. Red pepper, white pepper, coarse pepper, fine pepper, and of course cayenne pepper. That goes better than Tabasco, but yeah, that be no good gator gumbo.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Miss Smith Wilkie. Now, I know that the first day of class can be intimidating, but don't worry about anything. This is a classroom, a safe space for learning. So, if you have any questions, please speak right up.
Yes, I have a question. When do we get a bathroom break? My prostate is so bad, I call it Dr. Pepper. Do you want to know why?
No, I don't.
Because I have to get out of bed and pee. 10 o'clock, 2 in the morning, and 4 in the morning.
You jackass, she's a little kid. She don't even remember that commercial.
Ha! Well, you know, everybody remembers that commercial. You drink a Dr. Pepper at 10, 2, and 4. It says so right on the damn bottle.
You don't even know what you're talking about. The commercial's 100 years old. Besides, nobody sells soda in a glass bottle anymore. Look at this little girl. She can't be 20 years old. You got underwear that old.
Okay, before we get too far off the path, let's remember why we are here. This class is to teach you how to use social media more effectively. So, does anyone else have a question?
Yes, I do. Why do you have a hyphenated name? Are you married and you don't want to take your husband's last name?
Good for you, honey. Don't take his name. He doesn't own you.
No. There seems to be some confusion. There is no man.
Oh, I understand. You are a lesbian.
Good for you, honey. You'll be whoever you want to be. There's one in my building. Oh, what a sweetheart she is. She feeds my cat when I go visit my sister. Oh, you want to talk about a battle axe? My sister couldn't get along with the Lord.
Okay, again, I think we are getting off track, so let's talk about social media and how to use it better.
Just one more quick question. Are you single? I have a wonderful grandson about your age.
Oh, no, thank you. That won't be necessary.
Is it not necessary because you're a lesbian? The little girl in my building who feeds my cat is single. Her longtime partner just left her.
Ugh. That bitch.
I know. Broke her heart.
Okay, hold on. We are not here to talk about my personal life. This is a class for seniors to learn how to use social media.
Whoa, check her out. She got mad quick. I bet you it's one of those lady things.
Oh, they're mean when they start that noise.
Is your Aunt Martha in town for her monthly visit? I have a chocolate bar in my purse if you need it.
Do you need a dime for the machine in the ladies' room?
Okay, everybody stop it right now. We are here to teach you how to use social media. We are not concerned about with my dating life or anything else for that matter in my life. Is that clear?
Well, no wonder she's single.
All the young people are grumpy. It's all those Starbucks they drink.
So can anyone tell me what they are trying to do on social media that they are having problems with?
I want to use my niece's interwebs.
I think you mean the internet.
Could be. I don't know. These kids today talk so damn fast. But she has more stuff on internet than I do.
Okay. First thing is, there is only one internet. Everybody uses the same internet. All of us use the same internet. It's what you're searching for that makes the difference.
But my niece has got nose, sports, even the banking stuff on her internet. I want to use the same damn internet as her.
All of that information is available to you just like your niece.
Are you trying to tell me that there is more than just weather on the internet?
Yes, there is.
Well, I'll be damned.
I had no idea. I watched the weather radar all day long.
What a great thing to do. Don't you love it when the sleet turns to ice? Oh, I want to paint the living room that color.
You see what I have to put up with at home. That's why I want to be on the Facebook. Paint the front room that god-awful pink.
Oh, forget the Facebook. I want to watch cat videos on TikTok. Did I tell you we have a cat? Oh, the nice lesbian down the hall feeds it when we're out of town. Do you want me to give her your number?
No, I'm fine. Thank you.
I don't think she's a lesbian. Look at her clothes. Would another lesbian let her leave the house looking like that? That skirt looks like it came from the Salvation Army.
Now that you mention it, I can't unsee it.
Moving on. Does anyone here text?
Oh, now she's talking down to us.
I take back the offer of my grandson. I mean, of course we text.
I like to send gaffies. They're funny.
You're stupid. Those things are called GIFs.
A lot you know. That's peanut butters.
Actually, it's pronounced GIFs.
I didn't know that.
I'll be damned.
You see what I have to put up with.
Both of them are idiots.
Well, I'm glad to hear that you all text, because that is a great way to stay in touch with all your friends and family. Now, I have to ask, do you all use the shorthand when you are texting?
Oh, when I ask someone, are you busy? Instead of Y-O-U, I just type, you.
Well, that's very good, but there are a lot more things that you can type. BRB is be right back. TBH is to be honest. And of course, LOL is laugh out loud.
Excuse me. Are you sure about the LOL?
Of course.
Are you sure?
I'm sorry. We have to leave right now.
Is something wrong?
My friend Irma's husband died last week, and I sent her a text that said, sorry for your loss, LOL.
Why would you do that?
I thought it meant lots of love!
Oh, come on, we gotta go!
Get out of here!
Oh my God!
I'm sorry!
I pissed a little.
It's Listen Here.
Okay, Mr. Pierce, it won't be too long. Just have a seat in the waiting room, help yourself to some coffee, and I'll call you when your car is ready.
Thanks so much.
John Pierce thought it would be a day like any other day. He just wanted to get his oil changed and go about his day. He had no idea what was on the other side of the door. It was the waiting room.
Getting my oil changed reminds me of going to my OBGYN. I mean, you have that guy guiding your car in, and I always worry I'm going to drive into the hole where the other guy works all day. Like, farther, farther. And it's like sitting on the exam table, and my OBGYN keeps saying, farther, farther, farther. And my feet are in those, like, cowboy stirrup thingies until my tootsies are up here, and my lady parts are down there, and my honkers are falling out of the paper towel robe I have on.
Oh my God. What have I done to deserve this? I know people always talk to me, but oh my God. I have to hear about this lady's OBGYN? I mean, come on. I've got my earbuds, so I'll just put those in and my favorite podcast. Listen Here. I left them in the car. No!
Ask about, like, fluids and weird conditions. My OBGYN asked me about those VDs, and they reminded me of my garden. Gonorrhea made me think of my gladiolus, and syphilis reminded me of my amaryllis. Then he asked me about chlamydia, and I said, oh yeah, I have that in my backyard. It blooms bright red all the time. He seemed surprised and asked how I got it. I said, oh, my husband Harvey gave it to me for our anniversary. It was special because Harvey planted it himself. Oh, he usually hires a young man down the street to do the dirty work around our house. Well, my OBGYN almost fainted, and I thought, wait a minute. Did he say clematis or chlamydia? Those are different. Anyway.
Lady, I'm about to faint. How the hell did that poor man survive an appointment with this nut job? I wonder if they have pills for her condition. I hope that doc prescribed her some. How am I going to make it through this wait?
Okay, so then my OBGYN asked me about my sinuses, and I said, oh yeah, they drive me nuts sometimes. I get stuffed up, and I have a nagging cough that gets so bad, it makes me wee-wee a little. Or God forbid, toot-toot. So he asked me what I use, and I said, my vibrator. I mean, it works wonders, really. Just clears everything right up. He gave me a weird look. So I said, I just rub some of that Hall's Mentholyptus, start up my vibrator, and I feel like a new woman. And I thought, wait a minute. Did I say vibrator? I meant vaporizer. Those are different. Anyway.
I promise to never lie or cheat again, God. If you just get me out of here, I really don't want to hear what this lady has to say anymore. I mean, where do we go from here? For God's sake!
Mr. Pierce, we've had a little problem. It's going to be another half an hour or so.
No!
The waiting room. You never know who is waiting.
Anyway.
Coming soon to Netflix.
Listen here!
Hi, I'm Chad Hanger, the CEO of WAMCO, and do I have a deal for you. We all want to keep our loved ones and our belongings safe, and that is why I want to talk to you about the WAMCO Home Security System. Sure, all alarm companies can call the police after someone breaks into your house, but we are different! We stop the break-in before it happens. Our agents are watching monitors set up outside your house. Not only can we see a burglar, we can actually talk to someone outside your home before they break in. Don't believe me? Listen to some of our agents in action. Our first agent is in Miami, Florida. Her name is Myra Rabinowitz.
Young man!
What?
Excuse me, young man.
Who said that?
I see you walking around the property there. I knew Florida man was stupid, but you could be their leader. First of all, you're over 20 years old. Turn around your baseball cap and wear it the right way. You're an adult, for God's sakes. Secondly, it is 1:30 in the morning. Put on a shirt. If you think no one will be able to give a description of you because you don't have a shirt on, well, let me tell you, there aren't that many people walking around with a tattoo on their chest that says, Born to Steal. By the way, that should be spelled S-T-E-A-L.
Myra, just save that house from being broken into. The peace of mind that you will get from the WAMCO security system is off the charts. Let's listen to another agent. How about Maria Grabaculu in the Bronx?
De la Kistuka.
What the hell?
You know you're a sick person.
Who said that?
Where are you going? The nerve you have, even walking on that sacred grass. Let alone thinking about breaking into the church, I can read your mind. If you were my kid, I would give you date days with a wooden spoon. kind of person robs a church. Oh, you're going to that door. Father Mario, he teaches boxing at the CYO. He's going to come out of that rectory and give you a fresh one right across those crooked teeth. Besides crooked, they're huge. When you smiled as a kid, I bet your mother thought you were a jackass. And you are. Robbing a church. The only thing bigger than those teeth is that nose.
Let's get out of here.
What a snot pump. If I had that thing full of dimes, I could retire tomorrow.
Ave Maria! That's right, Maria saved the church from that break-in. Whamco protects homes, businesses, charitable organizations, you name it. We can keep an eye on it for you. Sometimes our agents work as a team. Let's listen to Polly and Molly in Beverly Hills, California.
OMG, you look so sketch right now.
Excuse me, there is no way this is your house.
Like, they wouldn't even let you clean the pools in this neighborhood.
As if. What's that thing sitting on top of your head? Is that supposed to be a black beanie?
Hello, could you be any more lame? What a loser. Did you see that in a movie or something? Hell, you have dark hair. You don't even need to wear a hat, stupid.
I mean, we get it. You need money. Look at the shoes you're wearing. I mean, how old are they?
2021 called and it wants their footwear back.
By the way, is that your getaway car up the street?
You came to break into a house in the hills driving a smart car?
What, is your mom using the minivan tonight?
We here at Whamco want to be your home alarm system. Give us a shot. You won't be sorry. We will guard your belongings like they were ours.
Would you, like, look at his hair?
Ooh, damn, son. Put some product on that mop, would you?
OMG, is that your ex-boyfriend?
Davin? I am so embarrassed for you.
Operator standing by. Call now.
Sayonara.
Arrivederci.
Adios.
Adios.
See ya.
All right, I see you. Goodbye.
See you later.
See you later.
Catch you later.
I'll see you later.
Later.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
You're still here? It's over. Go home.
Thanks for listening here. This concludes our podcast day.